You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And we've got a special guest in the studio all the way over from about 3 metres away, the BFM office. Kia ora, Caitlin Ratcliffe. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you, Rachel. How are you?
Good. It's lovely to have you in here to talk about a very cool chat you had yesterday with none other than Alex Cameron. What's happening with Alex Cameron? What's he doing in Aotearoa?
Well, Alex Cameron and Roy Malloy, in fact, are in Tamaki Makaurau tonight. They're playing live at the Hollywood Avondale. And just the two of them. Usually they have a six piece, but they've done their business partner thing, and it's
nice.
Roy on the sax and Alex doing his little thing. And,
I wish everyone could have seen the little dance you did to demonstrate what his little thing is. Yeah,
but I had a wee chat with the man himself, Alex Cameron, and talked about the gig and pies. So,
all the important topics covered off then.
Yeah.
DC Maxwell also opening for this gig tonight.
Yes,
it's going to be
Elliot
really cool.
And Vincent as well.
Oh, killer lineup. Really, really good stuff at the Hollywood Avondale. What more could you want? Let's get stuck into this chat after this track. What are we listening to, Stella?
This is one from him and Angel Olsen.
Out of the well, there ain't no way to get out of the hell that you're in. If you wanna see the back of it, girl, you better start digging down with your pail of tin. I got shat on by an eagle, baby. Now I'm king of the neighborhood, and it feels like I could just peel the gym pants off a single mother. But this run of good luck don't got me feeling all that good. And it hurts, and it hurts. But I don't wanna talk about it, cause in my dreams I miss you. Then I wake up to reality's bliss. Now all I ever wanted and all I ever needed is right here in the stranger's kiss. Make sure it's set first if you don't wanna deal with what ifs. I know you're wondering if you feel it again. Just keep on digging down with your pail of tin. No shame in sleeping with the seagulls, baby. This town's a tourist trap, it's no place to be living. They made a meme out of my legacy, darling. My hands are caught in the net.
It's a
morning I am on the line with Alex Cameron talking about his and Roy Malloy's tour that is coming to Auckland. How are you, Alex?
I'm good. I'm really, really good. I'm here in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to go. I'm raring to go. We've been on tour in Australia for the past month.
Yeah.
Going up and down the East Coast. So I couldn't be more excited to be here.
Yeah, and I know that usually like people usually do that, you know, Euro summer kind of thing, but you and Roy have taken on an Australasian one, I guess, which is kind of different, but it's always good to go against the grain, I guess. How has that been for you so far? How was Australia?
It was really oddly good, you know. You never know what you're going to get with an Australian tour. And we're doing the duo lineup, which is how we started out, which is just me and Roy. Roy plays saxophone and I sing the songs. And we have a little music box there to help us. And it's just felt like the good old days in the best kind of way. You know, we went up and down the East Coast, as I mentioned, and we went to places like more regional areas. So we were in like regional Victoria, regional Queensland and regional New South Wales, and it was we met a lot of interesting characters, and we were playing at like little old pubs and sleeping upstairs, and met a lot of good like local venue runners, and it was just good to see the community at work. The live music scene is alive, you know, alive and well. But you got to nudge it to wake it up for dinner time.
To wake it up. I like that. You've got to nudge it to wake it up for dinner time. That's a good one. Yeah. I'm going to take that and run it.
Yeah, run it, baby.
Yeah. How has it been? Because I know last time you both were in New Zealand, correct me if I'm wrong, but it was 2022 for Oxy Music.
Yes.
And it was with the band. So how is it, I guess, how is the tour working when it's just you both?
Well, it's a lot of driving in silence. It's a lot of no radio, no banter. Every now and then someone sort of says like, look at that, and the other person just doesn't respond. But then also lots of emotional moments, you know, lots of looking into each other's eyes. We've known each other since we were 5 years old.
Wow. You know, so, that's wild.
Yeah, coming up.
So you've been business partners for a long time.
Well, we were enemies at first.
Ah, right. The classic.
And then we became friends and then sort of enemies again.
Right.
And then we started a band together in high school, which I played drums and Roy played bass guitar.
Right.
And we weren't really, we were sort of just like the hangers-on, just hoping to get a gig. And then we sort of thought, hang on a second, we might have a thing going on here, you know, because we used to do a lot of writing together. We used to write short stories together and encourage each other. I don't know, there's something strange going on with me and Roy. It's like it's whatever it is, it's palpable, you know. And if it's anger, it's anger. But if it's love, it's really strong, and it's often the latter.
It sounds like what you're giving is like the perfect enemies to lovers kind of arc with you both.
We'll see. You know, it's still up in the air. You know, we're trying to stick the landing. Let's see how we go. Look, Roy loves it over here, you know, and he's had such a good time over here. And we've always heard such lovely things about New Zealand. And I tell you, they're all true. The only thing I don't know yet is if the pies are better. Someone said recently, I was hanging out with a New Zealander in Melbourne, in Australia, and they said, we got to try the pies. So that's what I'm up for.
Yeah, well, you bet it. They are. I can't vouch for it. I've never tried an Australian pie. But I'll tell you that New Zealand does a, dare I say it, damn good pie.
I'm lining up. Where should I go? We can talk about this later. Sorry.
Yeah, we can. We'll discuss. If anyone's got any suggestions for where Alex and Roy should go for pies, you can text them in breakfast. The listeners will be all over it.
Yes, please. Yeah, I need your help.
Is that?
I need your help, New Zealand.
Hot spots for the New Zealand tour: pies. Are there any? Are there any more while you're here?
We're doing Auckland and Wellington.
Yeah.
So we're going to be at Hollywood in Auckland, and then the next day on the 3rd. So that's on the 2nd. And on the 3rd, we'll be at Meow in Wellington.
Also, how does it go when... So obviously with the last tour, you had just released your last album. What can people coming to the gig at the Hollywood Avondale expect with currently no material out in the world that's new?
Sure. Well, when we started, when it was just me and Roy, we only had about 6 songs. So we had to do a lot of sort of like storytelling and sort of the banter. There was a lot more of that. So now that it's back to me and Roy, even though we've got sort of close between 40 and 50 songs to perform, I sort of end up falling back into that sort of mode. So there's a lot of storytelling and like discussion. Roy gets on the mic and does his thing as well. So it's like, it's a little more, obviously it's designed to be a little more intimate. But then as far as the set list goes, we try and sort of go through the albums evenly, and we sort of pick our favorite songs to perform. And so it's between an hour and an hour and a half of basically like good old hot nightclub action. Just 2 young dogs up on stage trying to get a sweat on.
What a way, a way with words. That, if that doesn't entice someone into the gig, I don't know what will.
I hope so. I hope so, you know. If I don't have a way with words, then all I've got is a slight advantage when it comes to height.
Is there anything lined up for new releases possibly coming up?
People are going to look at us on stage, me and Roy, as a 2-piece, and they're going to start saying, like, you know, like, these guys can't afford a band. Like, what's going on? They can't, like... But the reality is we are currently writing, and after this tour, we're going to begin recording the new record. So this is also a way for us to get out and see everyone and meet people and get ready to hunker down. So this is like our, before we enter studio hibernation, this is us getting our last little bit of vitamin D. And you know, we have a couple of new songs in the pocket if it suits us to perform them. We haven't really been doing them, but if the crowd's there and the feeling's right, you know, it's always on the cards. But yeah, it's this whole tour for us has been about running through the catalog. I like to relearn my songs before I go in and record new ones, so this has been a great opportunity to do that.
Yeah, and especially at a sort of place where you can perform all of your work, see what sort of, I guess, what the crowds really enjoy, and sort of you can add that into the new record, I guess, as well, which is really, really handy information to have.
Really handy, and especially because we're about to go in the studio, and the aim is to have new music out before too long. So, and you know, it's I've been so grateful because we don't have new music out, as you mentioned, and so when you go on the road and the fact that people are turning up and singing and dancing it keeps the fire alive in my soul. So just feeling very like grateful and excited to sort of reflect that energy back onto a new album and hopefully back onto the audience.
Yeah, and we are incredibly, incredibly grateful to be having that energy come to New Zealand for 2 shows. And you and Roy are playing at the Hollywood Avondale Friday the 2nd of February with Elliot and Vincent and DC Maxwell opening, which, might I say, both incredible fits for the vibe of this show.
I'm so excited. Yeah, that's really 2 acts that me and Roy have actually already been listening to, so this is like really, really exciting.
It'll just be music geeks geeking out for a few hours on Friday night.
I know it. Yeah, I'm really excited. Really excited.
Oh, well, we are as well. Thank you so much for joining me today, Alex. If you are listening Breakfast and you want to grab yourself one of those last minute cheeky tickets to Alex Cameron and Roy Malloy at the Hollywood, you can. You can grab them right now from undertheradar.co.nz. Run, don't walk. It is going to be phenom. There's going to be fun, sweat, and it sounds like it's going to be a hell of a time, Alex.
Yeah, last time we were in Auckland, it was an absolute ball. So if we can recreate that energy and maybe even push it up a notch, I think we'll be in for a real good time.
This is Alex Cameron with Politics of Love.
That first one we listened to was Strangers of Love.
Strangers Kiss, wasn't it?
Of course.
Strangers of Love.
Feel free to take that title, anyone out there.
Politics of Love is the song we're currently listening to. Massive thanks to Caitlin Ratcliffe and to Alex Cameron for their excellent chat. You can catch Alex and Roy Malloy tonight at the Hollywood Avondale. Fantastic support acts, DC Maxwell, and also Elliot and Vincent. It's going to be a really fun show. There are a handful of tickets left, so go grab them if that feels like something you want to do tonight.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.